Hello?
Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Yeah, okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Would you say you will definitely going to vote, or you are very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote, or are you very likely, or you're not likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American,
Black.
White, Caucasian, Hispanic. What is your age? What
30.
Is your generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation
housing.
And the cost
of housing.
Okay. Allow me to go ahead and just read the last few options to see if you would change your mind. Traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency and quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. Would you still choose housing and property insurance cost?
Yeah.
Okay. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, with which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably votes for the Democratic candidate. Would you lean slightly to vote for the Democratic candidate?
I would probably vote Democratic.
Okay. Or would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate?
I'd probably vote Democratic.
Okay. I'm now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Cindy Lerner, would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Let's say somewhat favorable.
What about Raquel Regalado?
Say very favorable. I think unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Richard Prashnik?
Never heard of him.
You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. if the primary election for Miami Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mani Cid, Daniela Levin Cava, or Alexander Otaola?
Daniela, or Daniela Levin Cava.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely.
Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Reglado, or Richard Presnick?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Reglado, or Richard Presnick?
I think Cindy.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, for whom would you vote from the following candidates? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Reglado, or Richard Presnick?
Cindy.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
I say probably.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Reglado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
The thing is, I don't know that much about what she's done. I feel like I've heard some bad things about her, so I would say part of the problem, but it's not a definite, you know.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal mm-hmm. will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I vote yes.
Would you say definitely or probably yes in favor?
Definitely in favor.
I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. With this information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
I think it's the same.
Yeah, okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, or corporate polluters. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Much more likely.
As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a single learner?
I think I would. I think it would stay the same.
Okay. Single learner has a history of favoring a large scale development that hurts our quality of life. Learner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Somewhat less likely.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
I think we'll stay the same.
As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Oh, I think it's the same.
I'm now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Reglado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission, and if each would make no difference, just say so. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Reglado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Reglado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Somewhat more likely.
Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Reglado and her father are just more of the same. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Much less likely.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Reglado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Reglado?
Somewhat more likely.
Since Raquel Reglado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and long-term residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough with that information? Would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat less likely.
Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and ride share options. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat more likely.
As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. Whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
The same.
Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Much less likely.
Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Say the same.
Okay. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. With that information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat less likely.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prasnick?
Cindy Lerner.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
Just 1 second. What was that?
Okay. The following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, if you follow this content but not regularly, or if you do not follow this content at all. Only in date?
I say I follow them regularly.
What about the local political blogs?
I only follow like their Instagram.
You follow it, but not regularly?
Not regularly, yeah.
What about the AM talk or news radio?
No, not at all.
What about the local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
I follow them regularly.
What about the FM radio?
Not at all, really.
What about the Key Biscayne Independent?
No, I don't.
What about the Miami's community news? That was no, you said?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure, we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say liberal.
Would you say somewhat or very liberal?
Very.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, Mom?
Thank you, too.
Thank you so much, Mom. Bye-bye.